brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Today we look at the readings for the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Nothing's ordinary, really, but just not a time of great feasts, and that's why it's ordinary. But it's really not ordinary, if you know what I mean. Anyway, let me begin just with the opening prayer. Almighty and merciful God, graciously keep from us all adversity, so that unhindered in mind and body alike, we may pursue in freedom of heart the things that are yours. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, God loves us. God loves us. He wants to draw us into his life and his love. But for that to happen, we have to let go of some things. Things that keep us back from knowing him. That keep us back from drawing closer to him. A quick prayer, if that's absolutely all the time you have, talk to somebody about it, because that's wrong. That's not good. We all have it for a period of time, but not if it's your daily work. That's too much. God needs you first. The first reading for today is taken from the first book of Kings, chapter 17, verses 10 to 16. In those days, Elijah the prophet went to Zarephath, and as he arrived at the entrance of the city, a widow was gathering sticks there. He called out to her, "Please bring me a small cupful of water to drink." She left to get it, and he called out after her, "Please bring along a bit of bread." She answered, "As the Lord your God lives, I have nothing baked. There is only a handful of flour in my jar and a little oil in my jug. Just now I was collecting a couple of sticks to go in and prepare something for myself and my son. When we have eaten it, we shall die." Elijah said to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose, but first make me a little cake and bring it to me. Then you can prepare something for yourself and for your son. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour shall not grow empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" She left and did as Elijah had said. She was able to eat for a year, and he and her son as well. The jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, as the Lord had foretold through Elijah. My goodness, brothers and sisters, look at that. Look how good God was to her. She had nothing. They were just going to eat something and probably then die. And Elijah speaks to her, "Do not be afraid. Go and do as you propose. But first make me a little cake and bring it to me. Then you can prepare something for yourself and your son. For the Lord, the God of Israel, says, 'The jar of flour shall not grow empty, nor the jug of oil run dry, until the day when the Lord sends rain upon the earth.'" She left and did what Elijah has said. She was able to eat for a year, and she and her son as well. The jar of flour did not go empty, nor the jug of oil run dry. That's a miracle right there. Why does God do that? Because over time, He strengthened our faith. He had to help that first generation or second generation to understand, and it took a while for people to understand who he was and what he was giving them. My goodness, brothers and sisters, did God love us? Let's look at the psalm for today, Psalm 146. Praise the Lord, my soul. The Lord keeps faith forever, secures justice for the oppressed, gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets captives free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord raises up those who were bowed down. Do you feel bowed down? The Lord loves the just. The Lord protects strangers. The fatherless and the widow he sustains, but the way of the wicked he thwarts. The Lord shall reign forever through all generations. He will be faithful to us. He will be giving us. Brothers and sisters, please believe him. He loves you. Then why did this happen to me, or why did that happen to me? Talk to God about that. Talk to him about it. Lord, why did you let that happen? Why did this happen? And Lord, what have I done wrong? What have I done? Ask God. Talk to God about it. I don't mean God's going to come down on a cloud, as I've said to you, and speak words, but certain circumstances at times will help you to know what God wants. And then we take a look at this reading of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 9, verses 24 to 28. Christ did not enter into a sanctuary made by hands, a copy of the true one, but heaven itself, that he might now appear before God on our behalf. Not that he might offer himself repeatedly, as the high priest enters each year into the sanctuary with blood that is not his own. If that were so, he would have had to suffer repeatedly from the foundation of the world. But now, once for all, he has appointed at the end of the ages to take away sin by his sacrifice. Just as it is appointed that human beings die once, and after this the judgment, so also Christ offered once to take away the sins of many, will appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. Do you eagerly wait for Jesus to come? I know when we're children, we don't usually do that. But as we grow older, do we long for his coming? Do we await him? Do we seek to follow him? He will always, every day, give us the grace that we need, even in surprises that come at us that are not good. He will give you the grace. Just say, God, help me. God, give me your grace. God is very, very kind, and he knows it for every one of us what is needed. He loves us. I am not kidding you. And now we take a look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 12, verses 41 to 44. In the course of his teaching, Jesus said to the crowds, "Beware of the scribes who like to go around in long robes and accept greetings in the marketplaces, seats of honor in synagogues, and places of honor at banquets. They devour the houses of widows, and as a pretext, recite lengthy prayers. They will receive a very severe condemnation." Let me stop there just for a moment. Do you find yourself saying prayers because you want to be seen saying prayers? You want others to think how holy you are, or how good you are. Do it for God alone. It's God. It's God who loves us in a way that no one else ever can. He loves you, and he desires you. He desires you to draw closer to him. Jesus sat down opposite the treasury and observed how the crowd put money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow also came and put in 2 small coins worth a few cents. Calling his disciples to himself, he said to them, "Amen, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the other contributors to the treasury, for they have all contributed from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has committed all she had, her whole livelihood. From her poverty has contributed all she had, her whole livelihood." Brothers and sisters, do you give to God what belongs to him? Do you really give to God what is his due? I want to, as we close this program, I want to read a portion of what Mary Healy wrote. "More than all the others," she entitled. One can imagine the disciples' jaws dropping as they had when Jesus declared the danger of riches. Was not this woman's donation practically worthless, so insignificant as to be beneath mentioning? Jesus explains, God measures the gifts given him on a basis totally different from human calculations. He looks at the inner motives of the heart. The others were content to give God some of their overflow, having provided sufficiently for themselves and impressing other people to boot. But this destitute woman had given God what she could not afford. All she had, her whole livelihood, she had given not out of her surplus, but out of her substance. Her gift meant that she would have to rely on God even to provide her next meal. Such reckless generosity parallels the self-emptying generosity of God himself, who did not hold back from us even his beloved Son. She is an exemplar of the poor who are blessed by God, because their whole treasure is not in earthly possessions, but in God. These words of praise for an impoverished widow are the last words spoken by the Lord in the temple of the Old Covenant. May God give us grace to be as generous as the poor widow. May God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.